Greetings, everyone, and praise be Jesus Christ. Some may have heard the familiar story of the priest who stood up in the pulpit and asked a question to his people: how many want to go to heaven? And all the hands went up. Then he said, how many want to go today? And all the hands went down. I thought of that story this weekend as we get ready for this 28th Sunday of Ordinary Time. We hear another kingdom parable. It's about being ready, and we see this beautiful wedding feast of heaven. What's more, we have in our psalm and in our first reading, readings from funeral mass. Psalm 23, Isaiah 25. And while these readings certainly alert us to the end days, they do something more important. They focus us on this day, on our own days, on today, and specifically how to live in gospel readiness in our own day. You know, many people see that the times are very tumultuous. Some people are even saying it's the end. They're storing up candles, they're storing up toilet paper, they're storing up food. Some of them are very religious people. But the best people who can teach us how to get ready for the last days are the saints. And on this weekend, we will hear from one of the greatest of saints, Saint Paul. He tells us in the second reading, which is from Philippians, that he has learned how to live well in all circumstances. He has learned the secret of being well fed or going hungry, the secret of being and living in abundance or in need. What is the secret? What is it that St. Paul learned so well? It was being in Christ. And my friends, you and I as baptized people, you and I as Christian disciples of Jesus, that is the way to be in Christ. The great mystic and doctor of the church, St. Catherine of Siena, she said that all the way to heaven is heaven. In other words, apart from Christ, there is no heaven. Only being in him now do we arrive at heaven. Is happiness, is heaven even found? So often we think all the way to heaven is hell. And while this earth certainly has its sufferings, its travails, and its turmoils, it's worth remembering. All the way to heaven is heaven. And there's no other way to heaven than being in Christ. There's a story I'd like to share with you, if I may, from St. Alphonsus Liguori. And it's a story about a priest who for years had prayed to God to send someone to him who would teach him the real spiritual life. And one day at prayer, he heard a voice saying to him, go to such and such a church and you will have the answer to your prayer. So the priest went. And at the door of the church, he found a beggar who was barefoot in rags. And he greeted him. He said, good day, my friend. Thank you, sir, for your kind wishes, replied the beggar. But I do not recall ever having a bad day. Then God has certainly given you a very happy life, said the priest. And the beggar said, that is very true. I have never been unhappy. In saying this, I'm not making any rash statement either. For this is the reason. When I have nothing to eat, I give thanks to God. When it rains or snows, I bless God's providence. When someone insults me, drives me away, or otherwise mistreats me, I give glory to God. I said, I've never had an unhappy day, and it's the truth, because I am accustomed to will unreservedly what God wills. Whatever happens to me, sweet or bitter, I gladly receive from his hands as what is best for me. Hence, my unvarying happiness. My friends, as we find ourselves in these late October days, in this tumultuous time, let us embrace the happiness that is ours right now of being in Christ, so that we can be with him forever in heaven. God bless you.